support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway.
Candace Litchfield. I am the Director of Public Relations and Advocacy at the Chattanooga Tourism Company. And we're sitting here at the Reed House in downtown Chattanooga. It's one of our really great historic hotels.
Right in the heart of downtown.
Yes.
Walking distance to the riverfront. I think you can get half of Chattanooga by walking.
Yeah, downtown is a very walkable city. Mm-hmm. You know, this expanse of downtown is about a mile from the riverfront down at the south side. So in between that, there are a lot of great things you can do. Down at the riverfront, you have the Tennessee Aquarium, the Hunter Museum of American Art, Bluffview Art District, and the downtown sits right on the banks of the Tennessee River. So in addition to all the great experiences you have down there, the scenic beauty is incredible. We're surrounded by mountains. The river runs through downtown. You can cross the Walnut Street Bridge, which is a pedestrian-only bridge, and check out the view of the river and the mountains. It's incredible and it's beautiful.
Talk to us for a moment just about the aquarium. That is cool.
Yes. When we built the aquarium, it was really the anchor of the downtown revitalization. And it's something that everyone enjoys. The experience is incredible too. It tells the story of a raindrop in the Appalachian Mountains down to the Gulf of Mexico, and you get to see all the wildlife in between, including river giants and the penguins and butterfly garden. Mm-hmm. You have a touch tank, so you have really great experiences where you get to talk to animal keepers and meet different animals. It's a really fun, immersive experience.
We were there yesterday and it was like kid paradise.
Yes.
Family paradise.
Yeah.
It was very touching.
Yeah, it does. It gives you such a behind-the-scenes experience of what is really surrounding us, and they do such an excellent job there with the exhibits and really allowing you to see the wildlife, and the exhibits have are very, you know, realistic for what they are in real life.
Mm-hmm. And this is nothing new in Chattanooga, because when I was here a while back in time, they were boasting about being such a bicycle-friendly and bicycle-evolved city, and it's gotten better.
It definitely has. We're very bicycle friendly. We have received several awards. You know, the downtown area is very easy to bike. We have the Bicycle Chattanooga, which is a bike share system. So we have about 400 bikes with about 35 stations throughout the downtown. So everything is very easily accessible by bike, but then it's also very accessible by walking. So, you know, you can park your car, walk around downtown, explore everything. Then we also have the free electric shuttle that runs from the south side down to the riverfront and across to the north shore and down to the St. Elmo neighborhood where the incline is.
It's really interesting. You don't think of Chattanooga being a mountain town,
mm-hmm.
but there it is right behind you. Very historic.
Yeah, you have Lookout Mountain, Signal Mountain, Missionary Ridge, Stringer's Ridge. We are surrounded by all these beautiful mountains, and you know, each one has their own incredible elements. So Lookout Mountain has so much history. You have timeless attractions like Rock City Gardens and Ruby Falls, the Lookout Mountain Incline Railway. You can go hang gliding off of Lookout Mountain as well.
You can.
Yes. I love it. It's very, very exciting. So there's, you know, just with that, and then you have about 100 hiking trails within about an hour's distance of Chattanooga, and a lot of those are on Lookout Mountain and Signal Mountain.
And those are historic Civil War sites.
Yes, you know? Also, yes. Going back into our history, yeah. So Point Park sits on the top of Lookout Mountain, right overlooking the downtown area, and that's where battles for Chattanooga and a battle above the clouds were fought during the Civil War. So that's part of the Chickamauga-Chattanooga National Military Park, that section, and then you go down to downtown, you have the Moccasin Bend Archaeological District, which is also part of that, and then you go down to Chickamauga, Georgia, so about 30 minutes from downtown, which is where the Chickamauga Battlefield is. So mm-hmm. it's a very extensive park, a lot of history, and I think they do an excellent job of telling that story.
One of my bias has always been the Chattanooga Choo Choo.
Yes.
Tell us about that. That's the old train depot, right?
It is, yes. The Chattanooga Choo Choo was built in 1909. And the really cool story about that, too, is the Glenn Miller Orchestra wrote a song called the Chattanooga Choo Choo, very famous, and they won the first gold record by RCA. And so that was really exciting and really put Chattanooga on the map from that perspective. But over the years, the Choo Choo closed in the early 70s, and we had a really great group of local investors that bought it and turned it into a hotel so people could really appreciate the nostalgia of the choo-choo. About 2009, we celebrated the 100th anniversary of the song, and with that, we had the investors put money back into it and really made it into a destination. At that point, it had been a hotel. They did a lot of renovations. They added a bunch of restaurants, retail, some really cool places for people to go and experience the history, but also just have a lot of fun. We moved the Comedy Catch there, songbirds, guitars. We opened up the alley that was behind it and turned it into Station Street. So it gave all these businesses, have live music there on a regular basis. So it's really become a great place for people to go and hang out and spend some time, eat, and listen to great music.
That's cool. And I heard that the hotel is in the process of restoring some of the old train cars. Mm-hmm. The Pullmans to once again open them up for people to spend overnight hotel stay in a train.
Yeah, it's such a unique experience. You know, they've taken these trains and turned them into hotel rooms. So there are, I believe, 24 trains. And so they split each one into two. So you have 48 cars you can sleep in. So that'll be really great once they finish renovating those. Yeah. And then they've also made use of some of the other cars that they have there and turned them into American Draft as a pour-your-own-beer bar. So that's really cool. So again, kind of getting experience or getting to experience this history in a cool setting.
And I know River Bend Music Festival has been canceled last couple of years, but great plans for 2022, right?
Yes, yeah. It was a 9-day festival, and they had reduced it down to about 4 days in 2019. And unfortunately, last year, we did not get to do anything. So, and this year, they decided to reimagine what that festival would look like. And so we will be having it again in 2022. And
well, I'm excited.
Yeah, me too.
Hopeful that it pulls off as a total success.
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are really involved in this process, and I think that it'll be really a great community event with a lot of input, and I know they are really focusing on the quality.
One more favorite Chattanooga pick for you.
I love the outdoors, so I do a lot of exploring, a lot of hiking around the city. There we have a ton of waterfalls. There are a lot of really great places. The views are just incredible. So you have all these mountains, you can do tons of trails and just have these beautiful views of downtown, of the river, of the valleys, and that's one of my favorite things to do in Chattanooga. And honestly, just the variety of things that you can do. You can do anything in Chattanooga. I mean, we have from great dining and entertainment to the great experiences from the attractions to...
And some diverse...
Yes.
You talked to me about an opening or a party for a new venue last night?
Yeah, so we have a new restaurant called Agave and Rye, and they had their soft opening last couple of days, so I went to that last night, and it's a beautiful restaurant. There's a lot of local artwork in it, a lot of local artists that did the work in there. It's just really great. It's a new experience. It's facing the riverfront. We had a restaurant that was there, and it was really sad that they closed, but this is also really exciting to have somebody else new in the space.
And what's the cuisine they specialize in?
Tacos.
Oh, cool.
So the taco I had last night was lobster and mac and cheese and
nice.
Some mushrooms.
And you said there was a really touching multicultural flair there in all things.
Yeah, it was great to see. You had every age, every ethnicity. It was fun. It was fun to see everybody out again, too. You know, we haven't had these experiences for a long time. So it was fun to see so many different people out and just having a good time, something really great. And, you know, really fortunate to have people like that making investments in our community. And I think we have a lot of people that care a lot about our community and want to make those investments and be here and create just a really great quality of life for our residents. And really thankful for people like that make that investment.
River Bluff Art District.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, the Bluffview Art District is just amazing in itself. The Porterra is, you know, they had a vision for that space. It sits right up on the Bluffview, so you're overlooking the Tennessee River, McClellan Island, the North Shore, and they have these three Tudor-style homes, and they've turned them into restaurants and a bed and breakfast. They're a very self-sustaining district, so they have their own bakery. They make all their own breads, pasta. They have a coffee roaster. They have a chocolatier that makes their chocolates. They make all their own pastries, and it's just a beautiful little spot. You kind of feel like you're in Europe when you're there. You know, it's just kind of set away, and it's away from the hustle and bustle, and it's very relaxing. They have a beautiful sculpture garden, too, with some incredible pieces there. And again, it just overlooks the river, and it's hard to replicate that.
And historic inns, a place to stay.
Yeah, so the bed and breakfast, and they all have views of the river, too, and it's a very exciting place. But then it's also, you can walk down to the river from there. So you can easily access the Hunter Museum of American Art right there, which is definitely one of the best museums in the nation. I might be biased, but
it's pretty incredible.
Yes. And then you have, you know, you can walk right there to the Walnut Street Bridge, walk right downtown. So kind of just getting back to that walkability of downtown, all these really cool spaces, little hidden spaces and the neighborhoods that we have, the MLK District that has the Bessie Smith Cultural Center and just incredible murals all throughout that district as well as downtown. And it's all very easily connected, you know, to the South Side. And downtown is very compact, and I just love being able to access all of these different places easily. And each one is so unique and cool in their own space.
I love the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. And one reason, it's a wonderful, touching showcase of the African-American history here. And one thing that I love is the Negro Leagues baseball history.
Yeah.
And they talk about the Chattanooga team, photos and whatnot. It's really a great showcase.
I think they do an excellent job there. And it's also with Bessie Smith being such a cultural icon, you know, she was from Chattanooga, showcasing her life too. And then we have the Tennessee River Walk that runs 16 miles along the river. And there's one place called Blue Goose Hollow. And that's where Bessie Smith lived. That was a small town right there. And that's where she would play for coins. And so it's a cool space. You know, we've really, I think, done a great job of preserving some of our history. They have a performance hall. They do a lot of great events there. So again, just kind of celebrating the neighborhood, celebrating our African-American history.
One more, can't resist. International Tow Truck and Recovery Museum. I love it.
It is such a great place. And I, you know, I have to be honest, when I first moved here, I did not quite understand why someone would.
You get some eye rolling until you roll in there.
Yeah, and thought, okay, who is going to go into a towing museum? You know, we've all had that experience where a car has been towed, and it might, you know, might have cost us a lot of money to get it out. But I went in there and really learned about the towing industry and how it did start in Chattanooga. Ernest Holmes created the first tow truck, first recovery truck, and then designed the towing and recovery truck. And, you know, I didn't realize that they are first responders. You know, they are there at sites, whether it's a car going over
a
ridge.
Or they might be on fire.
Yeah. And so they, you know, they have an incredibly risky job, and they save a lot of people. And, you know, a lot of them lose their lives saving people, you know, on the sides of the interstates, or if they're trying to recover a car from a ditch or a ravine. And just really gave me a new appreciation for them. They have a great Hall of Fame. And,
tow truck drivers Hall of Fame. I love it.
I think it's great. And they have a ceremony every year where they induct somebody new. And they also have a fund that they will help people, families of tow truck drivers that passed away. So I think that's a really great benefit for what they do too. So it's not just a museum, but they're really making, you know, an active investment in their industry.
Somebody wanted to learn more about the world of Chattanooga, all things considered. Where would you direct them?
I would send them to our website, visitchattanooga.com, and we are also on all the social channels at Visit Chat. So you can follow us there. We have a lot of great information, a lot of great blogs, a lot of really in-depth information that you can find out more about the city. And my name is Candace Litchfield. I'm with the Chattanooga Tourism Company. So come and see us.
Awesome. Candace, thank you for making the time this morning. This is great.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
I haven't even left yet, and I want to come back.
We can extend your stay.
Yeah, I'm ready. Maybe I'll move here.
I mean, people have done it.
Yeah. All right. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We'll see you here. Jim Brownlee, the general manager at the Reed House, right in the heart of downtown Chattanooga. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, well, I love Chattanooga, both for its history and its diversity, and for me, being a student of American history, it's palpable. You know, any town in America that had any worth had a railroad or a river,
right.
And
right.
You had them both.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And that's why the major battle, Chickamauga, took place.
That's right.
Right in your backyard. So tell us about your Chattanooga. You travel around the country, you see the contrast.
Chattanooga is a great outdoor city. It's not only for adults, it's a very kid and family oriented town. There's a lot of things to do, whether you're a couple, you got kids, you got grandkids, there's something for everybody. It's a good mid-sized city town. You know, we're less than 2 hours away from like four major cities, so we're a good drive market for weekend trips.
Even this morning, walking into your hotel lobby, it's inundated with families.
Yes, yes.
And this, from the street, from the view, from the literature, I wouldn't have thought of this as being a family hotel at all.
Right.
That's an interesting disconnect or connect.
Well, I think Chattanooga's come a long way with bringing family-oriented attractions, and we are in the heart of downtown, so we're a shuttle away from going to the Creative Discovery Museum, the aquarium, and a bunch of other things downtown that you don't even have to drive to.
So it's walkable from
It's
here.
Walkable, and there's a free electric shuttle right across the street that comes every 10 minutes, so you can't really miss the bus. That's a big help to families.
And how far from the riverfront are you?
Less than a mile. Again, the shuttle will take you right down there, or you can get down and park. You could walk it. It's a little bit long walk to get it down to the water, but you can do it. And there's a lot of stuff to do on the way to the river, so a nice afternoon. I mean, you could definitely walk it and hit a couple spots on the way.
Tell us a little bit about the hotel. This is a true historic property?
That's correct. The Reed House will be 150 years old this January 1st. It's the longest running hotel in the South. Even during COVID, we were able to keep our doors open, do the best we could. We did Avocet Hospitality is the current ownership. We purchased the hotel in August of 16 and did a $27 million renovation to the hotel. I mean, it was a total reconstruction. Yeah, we took it down to the concrete slabs in a lot of places. It's been a great experience here. We have a great staff, and we're just bouncing back from COVID. It's like everybody else, but we've done a really good job during the process of it, for sure.
And it's full service for Diamond Amenity Hotel?
We are full service. We have a great restaurant, Bridgman's Chop House. I think it's the best restaurant in town. We also have a Starbucks on site. We have a bar and billiards room that we're currently in right now. And we do room service and full banquet facilities. So we're staying busy.
And so being a historic property, you probably don't have a pool?
We do have a pool.
Oh, wow.
We do have a pool, an indoor pool. It's got a little waterfall in it. It's very nice. And I think that's what attracts a lot of these families during fall and spring break and summer, because there's not a lot of indoor pools, especially the size that we have in town.
So the Reed House, I'm sure, went through its up and downs. Probably at one time it has that sense of being the place to see and be seen.
Mm-hmm.
It's so elegant.
Yes. Yeah, I know a lot of people in town, and you know, they say, well, my prom was there, or I got married there. As a matter of fact, we have a wedding this month where the daughter is getting married of the mother that got married here 40 years ago, and they also have another sister that got married here 3 months ago. So it's
family.
You know, but a lot of people harking back to the old days when we had the famous Green Room restaurant on site, which is now a banquet room for us. But yeah, it's been an icon in the city for a lot of years. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So somebody told me that you have a spooky haunted room.
We do have a room, 311. It is, so they say, haunted. Mm-hmm. And we rent that room 5 times a year in October, every Saturday in October and on whatever day Halloween falls on. Outside of that, we do not rent the room. We just do tours in it.
Really?
All year, yeah. I bet on a weekend we do no less than 75 to 100 tours.
Wow.
Yeah, through there.
And what's the draw? Just that to just, be yeah, in that space and
yeah,
feel
it's,
the feel
room
the
is
spirit?
Set, the room is set in the 20s. Uh-huh. The decor is the 20s. Ownership felt that it was good to come back and make it look original to the time period. And people just, it's a niche thing, and people love it. And
so it's a legend in the myth and lore of the South, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, some people come here to Chattanooga just to meet the ghost.
Yeah, I believe so. We get shows calling, paranormal shows that want to go in there and put their monitors in there or whatever, you know.
Do you think?
I don't know if I believe it or not, but I would not stay in there, no.
Would you spend
I would not.
The night?
No, that's, I would not.
That's the acid test.
I get in and get out on my tours, so it's not my thing, but I don't want to tempt fate, so I stay out of there.
Is there a backstory?
Supposedly a woman named Annalise Netherly, and supposedly she was killed in the bathtub by her husband because maybe she was not with her husband at the time. Supposedly she haunts 311 and the third floor.
Wow. So she's pissed off.
Yeah. We've had stories about different things happening, drawers slightly opening, doors opening, and just lights going on and off and, you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. And we have had several people check out in the middle of the night.
Really?
On those days, absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So having a ghost can backfire on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we get them to pay up front.
Accounting going, why is there occupancy
down? Yeah, yeah.
What's her name again?
Annalisa Netherly.
Annalisa.
Yeah. It's a neat thing. You know, everybody that comes here knows about it. They want to see it, hear about it. And we have some lobby ambassadors that give great tours and give the story. And it's a pretty cool 15, 20-minute little tour. Yeah.
Is it pretty much word of mouth?
Yeah, there is some press on it. We've had some articles written about it and things like that. But, you know, word of mouth goes a long way, too.
A must-do when Chattanooga.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Another dynamic of Chattanooga that really impresses me is the evolution in a short order of time of your culinary scene. You guys are trendsetters.
Absolutely.
In the South, you really are. Yeah, tell us about that diversity.
It's a foodie city now, where it didn't used to be.
Did it kind of just build on itself?
The last 10 years, it has really taken off.
Sometimes it's one guy.
Yeah.
You know, he starts something and then somebody else goes, oh, cool.
Yeah, absolutely. There's a tap house and craft beer probably every other block down here, yeah. But the restaurants have popped up. They've been good restaurants. And, you know, 10, 15 years ago,
there was
five options. Now there's 50 and good ones.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
The same thing Knoxville.
Yeah.
I talked to old timers that said there were two places to eat in all downtown, and last week they were saying, well, we're up to 90.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's great.
It's interesting how it explodes.
Yeah, for sure. It's a neat part of Chattanooga.
Rock City.
Yeah.
What a great story that is.
It is. It's a great place to go. Again, it's for anybody.
But it's such a unique theme park in a way.
Yeah.
A little walking theme park. I love it.
It's a great place to go, especially during Christmas. They decorated it all up for Christmas, and it's just a cool atmosphere.
And it's where it's located, way up on that mountaintop.
Yep.
Panoramic vistas, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been there forever, and every year they keep adding different stuff to it. And
it started, it was like, some guy's wife back in the 20s just started making little rock gardens.
Yeah.
Got out of control.
Yep. They sell these little birdhouses. They're famous. I have one, so.
And one of the great things of 20th century advertising was Rock City.
Yeah.
They had a campaign where they sent these painters out, and they painted the sides of barns.
Painted the barns.
For 1,000 miles away.
Yep.
See Rock City.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it worked.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It was the first internet.
Okay, another one I know you've been to, Ruby Falls.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It's a cavern with a waterfall. They do tours. Again, do cool things for holidays. I think now you have to schedule it, I believe, just because of the COVID situation. Mm-hmm. But put a lot of people in there, just like Rock City. And they're up at the same area, too. So you can kind of hit both of them on the same day or the same weekend or on a two-day trip if you want.
It's a real deep and complex cave system
with
giant stalagmites and stalactites, and they put the color lights on them. Yeah.
They did a great job with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cool attraction.
And as I remember, seems like it was discovered during the Civil War. long time.
I know it's a long time ago. Yeah. I don't remember the date on it.
It's been a tourist destination before cars.
Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
It's a cool mountain. Mm-hmm. It really is.
One more. One of your guests pops their head in. You know, what should we do? Where should we go? Where would you tell them?
If they're asking for something to do in town,
yeah,
I would tell them to probably try out the aquarium. On a nice day like this, maybe the Chattanooga Zoo. They've done a lot of cool things over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a smaller zoo, but it's really well done. And if they're going to eat, I tell them to go to Bridgman's.
And what's the culinary philosophy there?
Bridgman's?
Yeah.
It's a good old-fashioned steakhouse. Mm-hmm. Do prime steaks, great menu. We have a fabulous chef, very talented. And we have our service team in there is top-notch. That's their career. They're longtime servers. And they do
They are professional
servers. They do a heck of a job. It's fine dining, and it's the food's outstanding. They really do a nice job. Yeah.
And there are some other 4-star eateries in town?
Yeah. I would say it would be us, Hennin's, and I would pick Hennin's after mm-hmm. us, yeah.
And how about regional local cuisine? Is there a place that specializes?
There's some farm to fork, feed over there. On the south side is the one I would probably think of first.
And one more quick aside, we're in the billiard room right now,
mm-hmm.
tempting to do a little round
right.
there. So right off to your right is a bar?
Yes, and that's called the Bar and Billiards Room. It's open 7 days a week. It's a really cool vibe in there. It's the decor. We wanted to keep it old but modern. It's just it's a great bar, and we have some great bartenders that can mix some great cocktails and give you some great conversation.
Okay, your turn. One last best mm-hmm. pick, Chattanooga.
Champy's Chicken.
Oh.
They got some good chicken.
I was just going to ask if you had Southern Fried Chicken.
Yeah, it's. I think it's the best chicken in the city. It's. Right. They do a good job. It's a fun place. Yeah.
And did they start in Nashville, or are they?
They started here.
Okay.
And they branched out. So they
went to Nashville.
And I think they're in Mobile and a couple other places. Mm-hmm. They've branched out. They've done well. Yeah.
Okay.
Local owners.
Let's go do that.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It. So to learn more about your world, website, or where would you tell them to go? Social media?
I would tell them to go to our website, thereedhousehotel.com. We have social media out there. We have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all those things. Or just call us and talk to one of our staff members. They'd be happy to help with anything. We'd love to have everybody here. My name is Jim Bambry, and I'm the general manager here at the Reed House. And again, I believe we have the best service in town, and we'd love to have any guests that if you're coming through Chattanooga, please stop in or give us a call, and we'll be happy to take care of you.
Awesome. Jim, thanks for sharing. This is a great morning.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm your host, Tom Wilmer, reporting from Chattanooga, Tennessee. We'll see you here.
Support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Nashville's Big Backyard, a nonprofit economic initiative focused on rural destinations along the fabled Natchez National Parkway. With a focus on rural communities such as Leaper's Fork, not far from Nashville, the Big Backyard journey traverses through Tennessee's southwest quarter down into Alabama's legendary Shoals region, the mothership of American music. The featured rural community's common thread is historic architecture and a timeless, charming small-town atmosphere, some with a river running through it. The diverse attractions of the featured communities include the amazing Elephant Sanctuary in Hohenwald, where retired circus elephants come to retire in peace, and iconic destinations like Northern Alabama's Shoals region, where you'll find one of America's most iconic Frank Lloyd Wright homes and two of America's legendary recording studios that have been etching American soundtracks since the early 1960s. For example, Muscle Shoals Sound Studios in Sheffield, Alabama, opened in 1969, instantly started marking up the charts with number one hits by recording artists like the Rolling Stones, Willie Nelson, Wilson Pickett, Linda Ronstadt, Rod Stewart, and Paul Simon. Nashville's Big Backyard's ardent promoters include Mike Wolf, host of History Channel's American Pickers TV series, who provides a surgical contextual lens focused on Nashville's Big Backyard's diverse initiatives, and Liz McLaurin, president of the Land Trust for Tennessee, an equally passionate supporter of Nashville's Big Backyard's greater good elements through the Land Trust Preservation Initiatives. To learn more about the program, log on to nashvillesbigbackyard.org. You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
My name is Roseanne Cash. I listen to WNYC in New York. In fact, NPR is all I listen to. And if I didn't have NPR, I would feel like my lifeline to the world has been cut. So, yes, please support your local NPR station.